بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي قتادة رضي الله عنه قال: كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا كان في سفر فعرس بليل اضطجع على يمينه، وإذا عرس قبيل الصبح نصب ذراعه ووضع رأسه على كفه. رواه مسلم. قال العلماء: إنما نصب ذراعه لئلا يستغرق في النوم فتفوت صلاة الصبح عن وقتها أو عن أول وقتها. As Abu Qatada radiallahu ta'ala says, that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was on a journey and he camped over at night, then he would lie down on his right side, and if he camped over just before dawn, then he would place his arm upright and put his head on his palm. Ulama have explained that he would place his arm upright so that he would not fall into a deep sleep and miss the Fajr Salah at his appointed time or at the beginning of the time. Now this hadith we are being explained that when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would travel, and during the night if he had to take rest, فَعَرَّسَ بِلَيْلٍ, if he had to camp at night and now he's going to rest. So there are two explanations given here. One is, if the night was still long, then Rasulullah ﷺ would lie down like how a person normally goes to sleep. You sleep on your right hand side. In other words, you are flat and you're sleeping on your right hand side, because you have ample time to sleep and to rest and wake up in time for Fajr. وَإِذَا عَرَّسَ قُبَيْلَ الصُّبْحِ, by the times he was traveling and then he needed to rest just before Fajr, before dawn. In other words, there isn't so much time to have a deep sleep. Then Rasulullah would not sleep like how a person normally sleeps at night. Then he would keep his arm upright and he would place his head on his palm. In other words, he, as we say in English, have a cat's nap. Not to sleep very, 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 to be sound asleep. And if a person then falls off asleep at that time, then there is fear that he'll miss his Fajr Salat. So this was the method that Rasulullah used. And if there was plenty of time, then he would sleep normally like how a person sleeps on his right hand side. But if it was just before Fajr and not so much of time now to have a deep sleep, then Rasulullah would just place his arm upright. So when a person is sleeping this way and he's got his head on his palm, he will not fall into a deep sleep. Because if he does fall into a deep sleep, immediately his head will shake, his hand will move, and he will awaken. So again, in this hadith, we are explained that whilst Rasulullah was traveling, and a part of the adab of traveling, the etiquettes of traveling, is that this is what a person should do. If he is going to have a quick nap just before Fajr, then he should ensure that he doesn't go into a deep sleep. وَعَنْ أَنَسٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَ عَنْهُ قَالَ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالدُّلْجَةِ فَإِنَّ الْأَرْضَ تُطْوَى بِاللَّيْلِ. رواه أبو داود بإسناد حسن. الدلجة السير في الليل. Anas radiallahu ta'ala says that Rasulullah said, you should travel at night because the earth is folded at night. Now, we must understand at that time, it used to be very hot in the Arabian countries during the day, especially in the summer. It's like impossible for you to come out of your home and to travel at that time. And therefore, they were exhorted to travel at night. So in general, Rasulullah says it is easier to travel at night than by day, because one feels energetic and fresh due to the coolness of the night. And many times we find that the person, of course, the roads are not busy at night. It is more easy for him to travel. So therefore, Rasulullah said, "Alaykum bidulja." And then he explained that at night the earth is folded. Now some ulama have explained it. Yes, literally Allah Ta'ala folds up the earth. In other words, your distance becomes shorter. Or others have explained that what is meant is not the exact meaning that the earth is folded, but you will reach your destination in a more quicker and easier way. And this is obvious because there is no heavy traffic like during the day, especially in this busy season. We see it's bumper to bumper. So it took us so long just from one place to another place. But during the night, generally, a person is able to travel faster and with more comfort and easiness. And therefore, Rasulullah has mentioned, عَلَيْكُمْ بِالدُّلْجَ. And because the earth is folded night, and some ulama have said, yes, the earth is actually folded. In other words, a person will reach his destination easier and quicker. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal wa akhir da'wah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka.